Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Okay, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a lot of news, a lot of drama with the Tokyo Olympics that just doesn't seem to stop. And apparently Simone Biles had pulled out of the competition. I'm a huge, huge fan of her. I'm actually a huge fan of what she did. And we'll talk about what happened. And what's been going on with the Olympics. We'll also be kind of giving you guys the latest updates on COVID and the Delta variant. Apparently, long COVID could qualify you to be disabled and have the protections under the Americans with Disabilities Act. We'll talk about what that protection means, what that can in turn mean for employers, schools, other institutions, and as well as disability insurance. So we're going to talk about that. Charities, still getting some money, but apparently less and less people are donating to charities. What's going to be their future? We're going to talk about that as well. And then I'm from Vegas, so losing Marc-Andre Fleury today from the Golden Knights to the Chicago Blackhawks is just kind of the last blow I can take. So, as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never to take busy, never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, the former Stanley Cup champion with the Penguins was selected by the Vegas Golden Knights in their inaugural year in 2017. And we have made the playoffs ever since, and are not only our inaugural year success, but the Vegas Golden Knights had hit such levels of success I don't think have been seen in the hockey world, where it's just they are just a team to beat. Sadly, we haven't won the Stanley Cup playoffs yet, but dang, we've been close. And Marc-Andre Fleury gets the credit for that, I believe, part of the credit, you know, as well as all the other amazing, amazing team players. And, you know, after he had a couple stumbles during the playoffs this last season, there was concern that he might be traded, which, by the way, I mean, I just find the whole concept of athletes being traded and their families being uprooted, and mind you, okay, I get these players make bucks, and I get they're famous and all that, but, you know, living near many of these hockey players, because a lot of them are on my street and in my neighborhood, you know, when they have to leave, you know, it's sad. Like, you know, see Stats, they leave. I love his family. It's, you know, great family. You know, they're just up the street from me, and, you know, they got traded. You know, he got traded. It's just, I don't know, just weird that you don't have that sort of control over not only your career, but where you get to live, where the family gets to live. I mean, my guess is if you really still want to live in Vegas and commute, you can, but most people don't. But it's just, you know, I mean, here's Marc-Andre Fleury. He actually, I'm a neighbor of his, but he's in a much, I think, nicer neighborhood, I believe. I don't think he's in my particular neighborhood, but he, you know, we see him at the gym. He is a Vegas local, even though he's Canadian. You know, even though his history with the Penguins far exceeds his history with the Golden Knights, he's Vegas peep. You know? He's Vegas blood. And so, you know, seeing him leave, we don't have a lot of details on his trade. Apparently, we just found out a few minutes ago that he was being traded to the Chicago Blackhawks. Hockey journalist Pierre Lebrun says the Knights are going to, in exchange, get minor league forward Mikhail Hakkarainen. I hope I didn't mispronounce that. But, you know, it's to me, you know, I've been looking at sports, and I think a lot of people look at sports as our escape from the drama, from the chaos. Yeah, sports has their own kind of drama and chaos, but it's very predictable. Your team is either going to win or your team's going to lose. Or maybe there's going to be an injury. You know, but I mean, we're all prepared for that. We're prepared for somebody being injured. We're prepared for our team winning, our team losing. We're prepared for somebody to get ejected. We're prepared for some coach, you know, to throw their clipboard. These are just things that within the whole chaos of the world seems to keep us grounded. And so I just find the whole concept of sports and trades and teams and, you know, having jerseys that you spend a lot of money on with their name on it, right? You know, and having the love for players, and all of a sudden they move. And then they have to play in a team that might actually play the team they were originally a part of. And you just kind of wonder, you know, the psychology of all that. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Simone Biles and what happened in the Olympics. And there's been a lot of discussion surrounding her mental health. And I'm going to tell you what I think. I think she's probably one of the strongest, most psychologically sound and strong people I know. But it's, you know, these players, they go through a lot. And we think, well, they're making money and they're famous. And they get to be an infamy. You know, who's going to play a violin for them? But sadly, we see a lot of stressors. We see a lot of buckling. And if I fell in love with a city and a city embraced me like the city did with Marc-Andre Fleury, and then to just find out, you know, you're going, right? You have, you know, weeks to leave, pack it up, say goodbye. And now you need to bond. It's not just you moving, you know, and just taking a job elsewhere. You now need to bond and have that team love you. It's exhausting. It really is exhausting. You know, one thing I noticed with teaching is, you know, there's so much love the students give you, and there's so much love you give back that, you know, it's really hard to go to another school. It's really hard to go to another team, per se. Because you have all this, you know, I mean, you're not fake. You know, I mean, Marc-Andre Fleury, you could tell, loved Vegas, loved the fans, loved the Golden Knights. And so, you know, that's got to be rough. So, anyway, thank you, Marc-Andre Fleury, for all you've done. We love you, and I'm always a fan. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials, and Jason. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So like many of you, I have been watching the Olympics since they started, July 23rd, because I cannot wait to see Simone Biles and Team USA crush it in the gymnastics competitions. I also like watching the diving. I like watching the swimming. I like watching the track. I like watching the triathlons. I like watching the fencing. I still don't get the curling. I don't get that, but it's cool to watch. The weightlifting, the ping pong, or the table tennis, they're all really, really good. But my favorite is watching gymnastics, and then during the Winter Olympics, the figure skating. Because if I would have ever competed in the Olympics, I would have been a figure skater. I know it's hard to believe, but that just would have been my sport. Don't ask why. Yay, Dr. Dahlia. All right. Anyway, so, and by the way, I have won many gold medals in the shower. I have, you know, stood there. Many of you guys, you know, collect a Grammy or an Oscar. I get the medal. I have my bow down, right, and I get the medal. I'm like, thank you. You know, I'm singing the Star Spangled Banner, and I'm just so proud of my country, and I'm waving the flag, and that's just kind of a fantasy of mine. But that's just me in the shower. Nobody else gets to see me win, which except the cats. Cats watch me in the shower win a gold medal. So one of the GOATs, the greatest of all times, in terms of women's gymnastics, is Simone Biles. And today, she even beat that and showed us how much of an amazing athlete she is. So she had some struggles, Simone Biles, during the qualifiers. And when we talked about this yesterday, and, you know, after a little stumble on the vault and coming off the mat with her, I believe, her floor routine, you know, she smiled, she had a good attitude, she even posted a post on Instagram talking about how sometimes she just feels the weight of the world on her shoulders and she has to shrug it off. And you know, she has been just, you know, so just, you know, strong throughout this whole competition. So I guess, and I think we were asleep when this happened. I'm not sure when. I keep trying to watch it when I'm awake, but when you're Pacific time, you completely miss what's going on in Tokyo, prime time. So I guess during her vault routine, she got like a 15.13 score, which to me, I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, that to me is amazing. But for her, she felt it not, you know, to where she needed to be. And she, after that vault, she was supposed to go to the uneven bars, and instead she went to her trainer, and then she talked to her trainer, and then she talked to her teammates, and you could hear, it was really, really hard to hear, but, you know, she was kind of telling her teammates, it's okay, it's okay. I've been in the Olympics. You've worked your whole life and trained your whole life for this. It's okay. And then she leaves with her trainer and with a medical personnel. And so throughout the headlines today is, you know, NBC Sports had said it was mental health reason that made her leave. I believe USA Today said it was a medical reason. I think that was from the Olympic spokespeople. But the truth of the matter is, well, okay, so USA Today Sports reported USA Gymnastics spokeswoman Carol Fabrizio said Simone has withdrawn from the team final competition due to a medical issue. She will be assessed daily to determine medical clearance for future competitions. NBC had reported originally a, quote, mental health issue, but honestly, what I see is somebody who, after she decided to withdraw, she comes back, you know, in her white, you know, gym suit, and she supports her teammates, and she there is nothing psychologically ill from what I see, you know, going on. Any struggles that these athletes have, you know, going into this Olympics was, you know, in some respects has been a poop show, and then in other respects has been a monumental feat, is actually a sign of some very strong psychological health. You know, if you are struggling, okay, in a competition and you have been an Olympic gymnast, you know, your whole life, you have been, you know, gold medals, and you have a team depending on you, and what you perceive as a possible failure or a possible stumble can affect the psychology of your team, you know, that move might have been just pure strategy. And I get that it's got to be difficult. And if any of them have anxiety or depression based on everything that's been going through, those are a lot of times very normal human defense mechanisms. I mean, you are, you know, performing on the world stage. Not to mention this whole COVID thing has been a complete cluster. You know, and I brought this up weeks ago how these Olympians are under not only the stress they have to compete, but under the stress of all these COVID restrictions and violations. And if at all they test positive for COVID, they need to withdraw. You're not technically disqualified, but you just get a do not compete. So you basically lose your ability to compete. How does somebody train knowing that the only thing that could stop them is an injury? So just power through, power through, power through, and then just some random person could test you and say, sorry, you're positive. I couldn't do that. I could compete in the Olympics without COVID, but I could not do that under the stress that they have right now. There's no way. No way. And, you know, here she is still performing beautifully, and she decides to leave with grace. I don't think her Olympic career is done. She has so much more to give, but she just wasn't feeling it. It just wasn't right. And rather than have video footage and commentary on, wow, she stumbled, she didn't do well, she's an OG, she had joked with Michaela, I forget the other one, they're both 24 years old, so they had joked that they are OGs, Olympic grandmas. They're only 24 years old, for crying out loud. I'm old enough to be your mom. It's crazy. But you know, her time isn't done. Look at that Oksana Chivo. I can't pronounce her last name. She's 43 years old, and she competed in her 8th Olympics. You know, I don't know if she qualified. I forget. But still, you know, she could go. Simone could go as long as she wants to. But a move like this, you know, almost is the opposite. As everybody says, she struggles with mental health issues. She's struggling. That, to me, looks like she has more control than the average person that hasn't been, quote-unquote, labeled or diagnosed with mental health issues. That is, you know, saying, you know, I'm going to let my team move forward. I'm not going to be a distraction. I'm not going to get numbers that aren't indicative of me or exemplifying my true performance, because the way she's performed, I think, is so fantastic. But under those stressors, how is any Olympian true to their form with all the BS that's been going on? Not to mention losing teammates, losing, you know, people that, you know, having to wear masks. This isn't how you, everybody says, what's the new normal? That's BS. Okay, it's undue pressure on these athletes. And mind you, Tokyo is doing the best they can, trying to keep everybody safe, trying to, you know, let the Olympics move forward. And I really credit them for what they've done. You know, they've lost billions of dollars, and they are still putting on an amazing competition. It's a poop show. The whole thing is. Don't get me started on where COVID, you know, started. This just poop show after poop show. So you're going to see a lot of, you know, discussions on, you know, mental health and you know, how, you know, these athletes are struggling and all that. I just want to be one of the first to say this is probably one of the most sought after examples we in medicine and psychology look for when somebody says, you know, I'm going to put me first. And in fact, Simone Bailey said that. She even said, look, there's more to life than gymnastics. That is as clear and as competent and as strong and as classy as I could ever word it. And she is so right. So Godspeed to Team USA. I think they've been doing an amazing job. Godspeed to Simone Biles. I think she is, she still has an amazing career ahead of her, and she is an inspiration to everybody. And it does highlight that athletes can only perform, you know, under so much stress to how we want them to. And you can't put COVID restrictions, you can't, you know, cause people to lose their teammates and expect them to be how they looked 4 years ago. It just doesn't make sense. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Just under half of unvaccinated Americans reveal they don't trust the fact checkers or the government to answer their concerns about the emergency use vaccines. Lee Carter, president of Maslansky and Partners, shares with Fox News her findings.
One of the things that we've been hearing from all the folks that we've been talking to is that they don't have a place that they feel that they can trust to get unbiased information. Everybody's pushing an agenda.
163 million Americans are fully vaccinated as of Monday. Tong Ying Kit, the first person to be charged and tried under Hong Kong's national security law imposed by Chinese authorities, was found guilty of terrorism and inciting secession by three judges Tuesday. The 24-year-old had pleaded not guilty to the charge and was denied a jury trial. The maximum sentence is life in prison. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News. Former President Trump endorsed GOP Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton for re-election Tuesday. Trump released a statement saying that Attorney General Ken Paxton has been bravely on the front line in the fight for Texas and America and against vicious and very dangerous radical left Democrats and the foolish and unsuspecting rhinos that are destroying our country. Former Senator Mike Enzi, the Republican from Wyoming, died after being seriously injured from a bicycle accident on Friday.
Over the years, I've gotten to work with incredible staff that have made it possible to do more than a senator by him or herself could ever do. Thank you for working so hard over the years.
Reports say he broke his neck and ribs in the Gillette, Wyoming accident. Gillette is in the northeast part of the state. The family of the final victim unaccounted for in the deadly apartment collapse in Surfside, Florida, say her remains have been found and identified. 54-year-old Estelle Hedaya had been missing since her building collapsed on June 24th. USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and thank you guys all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So as L.A. County, Clark County, multiple other cities throughout the United States are slowly bringing back the masks, there's been a lot of pressure on the government and the CDC to update their guidance. So that's going to be coming out today. And so we believe, from what we're hearing, is that the CDC is going to recommend that vaccinated individuals go back into masks when they are indoor. And I know this is something that's very, very frustrating for people because they've got vaccinated under the guise that, you know what, those I got vaccinated so I wouldn't get COVID. But many are like, look, I want my freedoms back. I want to sit on a plane without the mask. I want to, you know, go to the club, let people see me and, you know, want to date me. See, for me, the mask is great, you know, because there's all that mystery. You could look like really, really sexy, you know, in a mask. And all of a sudden I pulled off, I'm like, duh. Like, oh, never mind. But people want to get out there. And, you know, I hear the gamut of, okay, why the mask? Why not the mask? Why this is stupid? The masks are stupid, whatever. I'll tell you what I really think is going on here. But as cases have skyrocketed about 376%, the majority of them Delta variant, the government has to do something. You know, I told you guys, this was never about making somebody sterile. The mask, and trust me, we have issues with, you know, how good, you know, these face coverings are that people have on them. But nobody was ever going for 100%. And when you're dealing with an infectious disease, if you could decrease somebody's transmission, even by 5%, you know, or 10%, from a public health standpoint, they'll count it as a win. Now, public health, though, seems to be at odds with personal freedoms. And me, I've worn a mask, you know, throughout my career. When I'd be in front of patients, I'd wear a mask. It was great because, you know, they wouldn't smell what I had for lunch. I wouldn't get whatever they were breathing on me. I wouldn't turn around and give it to somebody else. So I loved having the mask. I didn't make patients sick, and I didn't get sick. So for me, I was a fan. But I get that I can't, just because I'm a doctor and comfortable with the masks, you know, convince everybody that what they're wearing is, you know, easy to do and is helpful. So when people are frustrated that, you know, these dirty, you know, cloth things that people are throwing on their face and you know, in under the guise of, look, you know, I'm trying to protect myself and others. I mean, I can't argue with you. I can't argue with the public health officials, and I can't argue with you. As I said, if a doctor says that the average masks you guys are wearing are not really protecting you from COVID, he's not 100% wrong. Just like if a doctor says the masks provide protection, they're not wrong. You know, it's just not 100%. So if cases are rising, and you got to remember, you know, sometimes we have to kind of look through the politician's lens. If masks were ordered, you know, when there were less cases during smaller waves, and we have huge spikes, the government has two options. One is to double down on the no mask, saying, guys, we're going to go for, you know, freedoms. We're going to leave it up to you. We're going to, you know, and it is still a guidance. This isn't a mandate, you know. Or they can double down on, guys, if we had masks during, you know, a positivity of 10%, we surely need to have masks during a positivity of 15 or 20%. So the government can't, you know, doesn't want to have to backpedal. The government wants to show that whatever decisions they made early on were right. And the reason why they need to do that is because people are going to be pretty cruel. I want the government to say, look, we overreacted here. We overstretched here. You know, we probably could have thought this out better. You know, maybe we should have not given China so much funding. I mean, I would really love the government to, like, reevaluate and say, look, we're going to reevaluate what we did in 2019 or 2018, 2017, and early 2020, and this is what I think we should do to move forward. But they're not going to do that, all right? They're going to, and they don't have time. You know, they're dealing with the pandemic. It was new to them. It's a very new virus. We still don't know how much it was tinkered with and where this came from. So I get it. And I will support the CDC if they say they want us back in the masks. Can I please implore you guys to use fresh ones? I don't know if you saw my study where we swabbed the, you know, the masks that were in your purse, in your pocket, worn just once. They get filthy. You know, and you guys having them on your face, you got to use the fresh ones. They're disgusting. And I'll repost that. You don't want to eat. But, you know, the guidance has evolved, and the cases are going up, and people are just frustrated as heck. And I know you're frustrated. You were told that if you got the vaccine, okay, you wouldn't have to wear a mask. President Biden said you won't get COVID. And I know he misspoke. He misspeaks a lot. And, you know, I'm not here to criticize him on that. But the truth of the matter is vaccinated people can get COVID. So the government has to move forward, and they have to, you know, they have to pick one. You know, either get vaccinated and you could completely go back to your life, or the narrative of, guys, vaccination is going to help save your life. You know, it's going to decrease hospitalizations, not only in your family, but in society. Yeah, no, the masks, they're going to provide an extra barrier. But the reason why this is so frustrating to everybody is because there's all these threats of mandates coming soon. Whether it's a mask, whether it's a vaccine, there's these threats. And what the government needs to say won't go along with any future possible policy. Like I told you, I want the government to say, look, guys, okay, quit being weenies, all right? It provides a barrier. It's not 100%, but it provides a barrier, right? We're trying to regroup. We're trying to make sure our hospitals aren't overwhelmed. Work with us. If you can, get the vaccine. We got the vaccine for you. It's free. All right? You know, we're trying to be as transparent as possible with all the side effects. Guys, just, you know, do your best. Let's do this together. But instead, it's, you know, we need to mandate. We need to make employers do this. The VA hospital, these hospitals, they need to mandate. Well, you can't turn around and demand something when you're almost reversing the position you had on, well, if you get vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. No, vaccinated individuals can still spread COVID. That's why now they want them back in the mask. So do you see what I'm trying to say? It's very hard for you to engage the public and have them on board and with you when you're trying to say this is something that has to be done when courses get reversed all the time. Then just kind of step back a little bit from the mandates. Right? I mean, I get that everybody wants everybody vaccinated 100% to make this go away. But the truth of the matter is, you know, a lot, there are millions of Americans that just aren't going to go for that. So what will they go for? Are they waiting for FDA approval of the vaccine? Are they waiting, you know, for just logic? Are they waiting for more transparency? We'll talk about a recent poll. You know, this isn't about, you know, people that are upset about an election. There's a lot more going on. And so now saying, guys, you're going to probably have to wear masks even if you're vaccinated, you know, because you can still spread and get the virus, then you how do you say in that same breath, we're going to mandate eventually you to wear, to get a vaccine to, you know, for public health? And because even vaccinated individuals can still spread the virus, mind you. Not as much. It's a smaller viral load. So I am for vaccine. I will support the CDC. I am not going to support mandates. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You could also tweet your questions to Dr. Dahlia. You could send them to the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook, or even email us at drdahlia.com. So a question we keep getting is, if you were allergic to the first dose of the vaccine, what happens if you need a second dose? How do you approach companies who want to know that you were fully vaccinated? How do you tell them you were allergic? Well, it gets a little complicated because there's a study that is suggesting that even if you were allergic to the first dose, you could still get the second. So we're going to back up for a second here. So in terms of allergies, all right, and reactions to the first, the CDC from the beginning, all right, in December, had said, look, if you have anaphylaxis, a full-blown allergy where you can't breathe, throat feels like it's closing, shortness of breath, dizziness, collapse, okay, you are fairly allergic then, and to not get a second dose. Early on, they were like, just wait. Just, all right, after you're treated, just wait. Talk to your medical provider. Then, apparently a lot of people said, I was allergic, I had anaphylaxis, I got really, really sick. And it turned out, you know, maybe they had some body aches. You know, maybe they had a little fever. Maybe they just didn't feel well. Maybe they felt like they had COVID because they actually got COVID. So the CDC didn't want everybody saying that they had full-blown anaphylaxis. All right, you know, and they said, look, unless you had a true, you know, threatening allergy, you could still move forward with the second dose. And currently, they still say if you have, you know, any full-blown anaphylaxis to the mRNA, because remember, the mRNA vaccines, the Pfizer and the Moderna, were the ones rolled out in December, that you should not get the second mRNA dose. Now, what the CDC did do is in June, I believe, they updated their guidance, June 25th. I have to double-check exactly when the date was. They had suggested, look, if you were allergic to the first dose of the mRNA, you could probably then get a Johnson & Johnson as your second dose because it's a completely different vaccine. Now, I don't believe there's a lot of overlay in terms of the substrates, but I don't know enough about it. So I haven't advised anybody to take anything if they're allergic. I just said just talk to your medical provider. And so there's many people out there that said they took one shot, they didn't take the next. They were afraid, or they thought that, you know what, I started to have a reaction. What's going to happen the second time around? I could have even more of a reaction. So many people declined that second shot. That's why you guys see a little disparity in the numbers. I think it's off by about 10% in terms of fully vaccinated versus those who received only one dose. It's because you have some people that didn't go back for their second. Or they think the one dose is enough. So all this time, we've been telling people, look, if you're very, very allergic, if you actually have documented anaphylaxis, you're not going to risk it again, you know, taking that second shot. This study, however, debunks this. So this study that was, I believe, published in JAMA, I got to get my glasses, it was small, bunch of researchers from Brigham's Women's Hospital, Massachusetts General, Vanderbilt, Yale, University of Texas, Southwestern. So multiple medical centers were involved in this study. And what happened is they looked at 189 patients who suffered an allergic reaction from either the first dose of Pfizer or Moderna. Of these, 59 people were Pfizer, about 130 were Moderna. That doesn't necessarily mean Moderna recipients had more reactions. It's just that was the sample size. And so the reactions included, for the first dose, flushing or redness in about 28% of them, dizziness, lightheadedness at about 26%, tingling, 24%, throat tightness, 22%, hives, 21%, wheezing or shortness of breath, 21%, and then 17% met actual anaphylaxis criteria. 159 of those 189 were documented to get the second dose of the vaccine. Even 32 of them, I guess, that had anaphylaxis. And what the study authors found is they all tolerated the second dose. Now, with a portion of them, a proportion of them, they gave them antihistamines. I think they gave 30% a pre-dose of an antihistamine to prevent them from having an allergic reaction. And they found that, again, no full-blown anaphylaxis. Everybody seemed to tolerate it. There were some that needed some antihistamines, maybe for their reaction, but they got it in them. Now, I know people are going to debate, you know, if there's, you know, if this study is, you know, to try to get people to be less scared about the vaccine and to move forward, or if they're trying to, you know, minimize, you know, the concern of anaphylaxis. I think anaphylaxis is serious, so I still think you should talk to your doctor before you do it. But what they're doing is not very rare. Remember I told you guys that when I was a medical student, there was somebody who had tertiary syphilis, neurosyphilis, one of the most dangerous stages of syphilis. And the treatment for syphilis, ideally, at the time in the 90s, was penicillin. But this guy was deadly allergic to penicillin. So what did they do? They put him in the ICU. They gave him high-dose steroids, and they monitored and kept his anaphylaxis at bay and still gave him the penicillin. Now, that's what they did in the 90s. They were like, to heck with that. We're going to save his life. But I think he actually did well. So I'm not saying, and I'm not saying that if you have an allergic reaction to bear through it. I'm not saying that, all right? I've seen allergic reactions. They scare me. Talk to your doctor, your medical provider. But what I'm saying is what they did here, I don't think it's sinister. I wouldn't, you know, want anybody having conspiracy theories or anything like that. It's just when you have this pandemic and, you know, people can benefit from something, but there's a perceived allergy or an allergic reaction, researchers want to know, can we maintain it? Can we contain it? Is getting COVID and being at risk of dying of COVID more of a risk than trying some antihistamines or some steroids prior to the vaccine? Now, some of you will say, well, then what's the point? You need to have your immune system primed. Why would you blunt your immune system so you don't have a reaction? Wouldn't that affect your immunity? Not entirely. Because remember, the immunity of these mRNA vaccines come from the spike protein production. That could take a week or two. So if allergies are happening initially after the shot, and you could minimize that first 24 hours, and then later the spike proteins are made, immune system learns them, and there's no reaction, it's doable. In science, it's doable. I personally, again, would say just talk to your medical provider. In fact, study authors are suggesting, researchers look at this. They're not telling people to just go out and do it, but they were saying, look, this is what we did to get these people vaccinated, and apparently it worked. So is the CDC going to change their guidance? Probably not. I mean, if somebody has any full-blown allergic reaction just across the board with any medication, we have to tell you to halt. But the problem we have is the government is going to move towards mandates. And when you have people say, but I had an allergic reaction, you can't force me, then the employer is going to, because remember, the employer is going to be between a rock and a hard place when it comes to these mandates, because they could get in trouble. In fact, a lot of the mandates aren't going to be on you, but it's going to be on your boss. So then the boss will have to then, you know, bear the heat. And so if they're going to be like, well, we need proof. How do we do an exemption? And they're like, no, I just couldn't breathe. I was at my house. I took my kid's EpiPen and I was good. Then now what do you do? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.